This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Wednesday. Well, we have a great topic today.
You know, it's hard to forgive ourselves.
It is.
I mean, I'm just going to point blank say it. It's tough, man.
It's one of the hardest things to do.
Yeah, and I mean, the memories of how we have hurt others and ourselves is some of the great suffering there is.
Some of the greatest, yeah.
But we are never without hope of restoration. Never.
Yeah.
God is always willing to restore us, and He wants us to give us the He wants to give us the chance to begin again, and give us back our joy.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's just awesome. You know, we have some good scriptures for this. Ephesians 1:7. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son.
Mm-hmm. I knew this was going to be an emotional one.
And forgave our sins.
Mm-hmm.
He has showered His kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. Mm-hmm. God, how beautiful is that?
It is beautiful.
In 1 John 1:8-10, if we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness.
Not just a little bit of it.
All
of it. But verse 9 is important.
That's right. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that His word has no place in our hearts.
And see, all He wants us to do is to get into agreement and just admit it. He's not going to condemn us.
I know.
He just wants us to admit it, you know, so we can be free, honey. From it. In Amos 3:3, we always say, says, how can two walk in fellowship together if they don't agree?
Yeah.
And once y'all were in agreement with Him about what's going on, you just feel closer to Him.
That's right. You know, and each time we confess a sin to God, it's washed away.
Uh-huh.
I mean, washed away, it says, from as far as the east is from the west.
And that's what someone who's so burdened with this can't wrap their brain around. But it's true.
You know, the thing is, though, hon, you know, here's these scriptures, and you read God's love letter to us, which is the Bible, and it just shows, you know, just the amazing truth that God wants to have a relationship with us. Mm-hmm. No matter who we are, or what we've done, or what we're doing. Because of what God has done for us through Christ Jesus, we can praise Him and share the good news.
Yes, we can.
With others in need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but here it says, you know, God desires many things for us. I mean, it's all revealed in the scripture. It's all revealed there. The greatest one is how He forgave us of our sins.
Mm-hmm.
But where we step, you know, I'm including us in this, where we mess up is we don't forgive ourselves.
Right.
We let the evil one, Satan, we let him come back and infiltrate these memories of our past.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's awesome to have your past, because that's your testimony. That's how you can relate to people. And
well, we heard last night at church, it's just somebody's just waiting to hear your story.
Your story.
Mm-hmm.
What's your story?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Hey, man, you may not be like God. You might not even know God. You might not even want to be around Him. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you a story. Okay? And so you do that, and then you just start forgiving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we beat ourselves up so much, you know. I mean, God, you know, sent His Son down here and He died on a cross for us. He bled to death.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't forgive ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's where the war is, see. The war is in the mind. That's where Satan, you know, he fires those fiery darts, and that's where he's firing them to, is our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether we embellish them or not, that's totally up to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God shows us, you know, about the full armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a shield around us, but sometimes we lift that helmet, We might take that belt of truth off, or that shield of righteousness, just for a second. And Satan gets in.
Mm-hmm.
And we start beating ourselves up again.
And I love what Jesus said on the cross. He said this, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. And yeah. Honey, we need to take that scripture and apply it to ourselves.
That's right.
In this situation as well. Now, I'm talking about when you mess up so bad, maybe you don't know the Lord.
Right.
Or you mess up and you're in such a horrible time in your
life.
Or
even if you do know the Lord.
Yeah, know? Well, exactly. Either way, you know what, we have to cut ourselves some slack a lot of times and realize, you know, I was not in a good place during that time, or I was going through this, or this was happening, and, you know, I wasn't thinking straight.
Mm-hmm.
We need to understand ourselves and realize, yeah. You know, what was going on with me? What is going on with me?
Right.
You know?
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, like so many... many people out there who don't know Jesus. One of the main reasons why a person does not want to even enter the thought of knowing God is the simple fact that they don't think that he would want them.
Right.
And you're so far off the beaten path on that. I'm talking from experience.
Mm-hmm.
My story. I had drifted so far away. It was in such a dark pit of hell that I thought, there is no way that this God that I see people are loving would ever want me.
Right.
I'm too dirty.
Yep. Yes.
But that's the way he wants you, see?
We try to clean up first.
Yeah.
He does the cleaning up.
Yeah, don't do that.
Come as you are.
Yeah, I'd lose a lot of bars of Ivory soap trying to clean up first, so it would take me, you know... literally would have taken me a lifetime trying to clean up.
Still would, without both him. Of us. Yeah.
And I'm still getting cleaned up. But, you know, one thing that's different now is Jesus is the one doing the cleaning.
Mm.
And his words that you read in the Bible and when you pray to him, that's the soap. That's the soap that washes you clean every day, man. Mm. When you read his word or pray with your wife or pray by yourself, pray with your husband, pray with your kids... that's just another bar of soap, man, he's using to clean you off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when he looks at you, once you give your life to him, you are white as snow.
That's right.
And you know how you're white as snow? Because you've been dried off by a robe dipped in blood.
Mm-hmm.
His own.
Yep.
That's Jesus.
It is. That is. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
There's no words to describe it. Describe him.
I mean, God wants us to come to him with every sin we got.
Mm-hmm.
And once we confess it to him, he forgives us. He doesn't remember it. But the thing is, we may pray about the same thing over and over. And I'm sure God's going, what?
Yeah. Well, it's because we don't feel it. What? See, we don't feel forgiven.
Right.
Because the enemy messes with our head, like you're saying. Our feelings are fickle.
Mm-hmm.
One day you feel saved and the next day you don't. One day you feel saved, and the next day, that's instability. That's not God.
You know, I love the way, you know, the scriptures tell us in 1 John that if we claim we're not sinners, then we're lying. Mm-hmm. You know, we're denying the fact why Jesus came down here. I love that for people who don't know Jesus and people who may have walked away from him. Just to know that you know what, man? Yeah, maybe you thought some people you met or whatever were self-righteous and it turned you off and you didn't want to go to church or you didn't want to be around that crowd or whatever. Hey, man, they need to know that too, that they're all sinners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember I was preaching one day to a congregation. It was a small congregation, and I asked people to raise their hands if they're sinners. Few people raise their hands.
Mm.
I said, if you want prayer for lying, I'll be up there. I'll be at the altar after service.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't trying to be rude.
Mm-mm.
It's just I was trying to get them to realize, hey, man, you are a sinner,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Churches are full of sinners.
Oh, yeah.
If you say you're a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to realize God's forgiven you, okay? But your story is what can rescue others and get them to the doorstep of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You can't save them, but you can get them there.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as they knock, man, Jesus is there.
Mm-hmm.
And when they open the door, his arms are wide open.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So forgive yourself.
That's right.
Okay? Stop beating yourself
mm-hmm.
up. You are a child of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you more than you can ever fathom. I have two sons, and I have a lovely wife who I would gladly give my life for. But as much as I love them, it's a thumbnail to what Jesus loves us.
That's right.
That's amazing to me, man. Yeah.
He loves us like no one else can. Honey, he desires a relationship with us more than we can know. And the pain of our sin is grievous to us and to God. But God, right? But
yeah.
God always desires our restoration and wants to give us a chance to begin again. Always. It says always.
Yeah.
Not every once in a while. Always.
Yeah.
Again, you just used the example with your boys. Don't you always want to love them? Don't you always want to, you know, take them and tell them, you know, I forgive you. It's okay.
Sure.
I mean, is there a point where you're safe? No, you've used it all up. It's out. You're over. No more. There's no more left for you.
Well, the thing is, and this is, you know, I want to wrap this thing up here in a second, but here it is right here in a nutshell. If you ask God for forgiveness for something, and the next day you continually beat yourself up,
yep.
What you've done is you have taken away the grace that Jesus just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And what is grace? It's the free gift.
Mm-hmm.
What he's saying is, it's okay. That's what this ministry is about.
Mm-hmm.
Living it up while beginning again. That's every day.
And again.
Yeah,
and
again.
And again.
2 Corinthians 5:17 is an everyday scripture. The old is gone, the new has come. That is not just for your salvation. That is every single day.
Yes.
Yesterday's gone, man. I messed it all up. But today, I'm a new creation. Today, God, I want you to guide me. So, we just really have a heart for people that are beating themselves up, because you know what? We do it too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But thank you, Lord, by your saving grace that we don't do it as much as we used to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? At this ministry, we are realists here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're going to be real with you. It ain't easy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? It wasn't easy walking up that road to Calvary either.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
No, it wasn't. He sure did it.
Yeah, it wasn't easy laying on that cross.
And he gives us that same perseverance, honey.
That's right. The same power that raised him from the dead is in you, if you want it.
If you want it.
Do you? Do you want that power? Do you want that saving grace to know that your sins are forgiven and you don't have to beat yourself up about it anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever asked for him to come into your life? Did you at one time, and you're realizing right now, man, you know what? I was young. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm grown now. Yeah, I need to give my life to him. You know what? Let's do it today. And this could be your spiritual birthday.
That's right.
So if you've never given your life to him or you want to come back to Jesus, please pray this prayer with us. Know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day.
Mm.
And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me.
Yes.
Lord, I'm asking you to please forgive me of my sins.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I don't want to beat myself up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that you have forgiven me.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, honey.
Because years ago, you don't know all my story, you listeners, but years ago, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today.
Mm-hmm.
I know I wouldn't. I would not be sitting here today if Jesus wouldn't have saved me.
Mm-hmm.
because February 20th, 2005, I died. And he rose me up again. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your grace and your mercy. And thank you for all you who are listening. We love you.
Yes. And until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
While beginning again.